This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, June 28th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The West Elk Mine suffered a coronavirus outbreak this month, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. The mine reported in mid-June that 20 employees tested positive for COVID-19. Other information, like the employees' current health status, if anyone was vaccinated, or if they're now quarantined, is not available. The mine had a previous outbreak in April of last year. The Telluride Foundation may have procured more donated land for affordable housing in Norwood. The nonprofit appeared before San Miguel County Commissioners on Wednesday last week with a proposal for deed-restricted affordable housing on land that belongs to the county. Following the foundation's public presentation, the board went into executive session. The Telluride Daily Planet reports the commissioners have directed county staff to draft a memorandum of understanding that could lead to the donation of the property for the project. Earlier this year, the Telluride Foundation hoped to convince the school district in Ridgeway to donate a ball field for the low-income housing initiative called Rural Homes for Sale for Locals, but the school district declined to make that property available. The town of Ouray has a creative solution to the housing crisis. The town council meets tomorrow and is expected to pass an emergency ordinance allowing recreational vehicles to be used for workforce housing on private property. The Ouray County Plain Dealer newspaper reports businesses have been struggling with staffing because there are so few places for employees to live. Under the emergency ordinance, the city plans to allow one RV per lot in the R1 residential zone, two in the R2 zone, and up to four in commercial or industrial areas. The RVs must have electrical power and water. Sewer connections are not required, but must be emptied regularly, and generator use is not allowed because of the noise. The council decided to pursue an emergency ordinance to make the changes as quickly as possible instead of the typical ordinance process, which requires two readings and takes effect 30 days later. These rules will go into effect immediately and look like they will extend through October. Central High School in Grand Junction will be changing their mascot. They'll join Montrose High School, Centennial Middle School, and others around the state, dropping Native American mascots to comply with Senate Bill 116, passed earlier this month and signed by Governor Jared Polis. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports Central High School will retain the name of Warriors, but disconnect the name from the longstanding image of an Indigenous man. Across the Western Slope, owners and managers at storage facilities are seeing unprecedented demand. The Colorado Sun reports from Frisco to Gunnison, storage units are being used as closets by locals who are living in their cars. Gunnison's Discount Self-Storage has rented all 700 of its units. Sopris Self-Storage in Carbondale is adding a three-story, 300-unit facility next year. In the Montrose area, there are reportedly zero open units. Colorado Parks and Wildlife placed a voluntary fishing closure on the Dolores River on Friday. The Delta County Independent reports the CPW is asking anglers to self-regulate their fishing activities. Extremely low flows and warm water temperatures are placing brown and rainbow trout under stress. Normally at this time of year, flows from the outlet at McAfee Reservoir are about 70 cubic feet per second. For the last few weeks, flows have averaged about 10 CFS. The voluntary closure is in place from McPhee Reservoir to Bradfield Bridge. And Yurtstead Farms in Montrose suffered a flood on Friday during very heavy rains. A fundraiser on Thursday, July 1st at 7 will help them recover. The event is at Precedence, which is at 511 East Main Street in Montrose. Proceeds and donations will go directly to Yurtstead. Info at precedenceproductions.com. Opponents of red flag gun laws say they violate constitutional rights. In a new study, legal scholars refute that argument. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Three states in the region, Colorado, Nevada, and New Mexico, have red flag laws on the books. They allow courts to temporarily confiscate firearms from people deemed a danger to themselves or others. Jennifer Pomerantz studies public health policy at New York University. She led this new study and says red flag laws do not violate rights, like due process.
There are many laws that have been found not to violate due process that are much more concerning from a due process position. And those are laws that where they remove children from unfit parents or they involuntarily commit people.
Pomerantz says red flag laws are a key tool in addressing gun violence, but some states have enacted legislation to preemptively ban local red flag laws. Pomerantz sees that as a possibility in states like Montana and Wyoming, which have preemptively banned other gun control measures. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The iconic Telluride Bluegrass Festival looked and felt a little different this year. Kate Redmond checked in with Grace Barrett from Planet Bluegrass to hear how it went and how Springgrass informed the organization's approach to bringing live music back safely.
The Telluride Bluegrass Festival finished with 2 weekends of music instead of one to reduce audience capacity for coronavirus safety. But before Planet Bluegrass launched this year's 48th annual festival, they produced Springgrass at the Ranch in Lyons. In March, COVID restrictions were still in place and very few music venues, indoors or outdoors, were operating. They decided to move forward and do it in the safest way possible. Here's Grace Barrett, Communications and Partnership Coordinator for Planet Bluegrass.
Springgrass was a huge success. It started as just a handful of shows and we went on sale. And I think we knew that the demand for music was so large, but not sell out in 3 minutes and then the whole website crashes. It was a little bit of a surprise for us. And we ended up adding a whole bunch more shows. And so we did 29 shows on the main stage on the ranch before Memorial Day. People were just so happy to be able to watch music and see some of their favorite bands and emerge from quarantine to a safe space.
Planet Bluegrass had to keep the pandemic in the forward of their mind. For the Springgrass shows, which started on the vernal equinox, they sold tickets for 6 people in corral configurations, intended for folks within the same family or quarantine pod. They delivered drinks instead of having audience walk to a bar on the property. As other Colorado venues watched them open, there were no guarantees.
That's the last thing that we would want, to have one of these events where we're trying to reopen slowly turn into a super spreader event. But overall, the capacity was so small. We started these shows with 175 people and did that through April. Even when people were, you know, they were drinking a little bit and they were having fun, they were still staying in that space. And just overall, there was so much space that it never felt crowded. We're really happy with how that turned out, and it didn't end up being as much of a concern as we were originally thought.
Now COVID restrictions have lifted, and festivals are going at full capacity. While Telluride Bluegrass did not pay off monetarily, it did in other ways. Again, here is Grace Barrett.
All of this has never been and won't be about money. And so, you know, we didn't cut the artist fees or adjust based on capacity or anything like that. We just wanted people to have that experience. Whether or not we ended up in the black on all of it is probably the least important piece. No one knows how to put on a music festival during a pandemic where you're not sure if it's kind of at the tail end or is it about to spike again, and different variants across different continents. And it was just about what Telluride means to so many people and what the Bluegrass Festival is and will continue to be.
Rocky Grass and Folks Fest, both produced at the Planet Bluegrass Home Ranch in Lyons, July and August, will sell to 75% capacity. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for today's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.